Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. If you're anything like me, you've probably been feeling that pressure lately, you know, that constant push to do more, be more, achieve more. Our world seems obsessed with productivity, right? Like hitting those to-do lists faster than we can blink is the ultimate measure of success. But what happens when we forget about ourselves and all this hustle? When we neglect our own needs and well-being? That's why today's episode is super important. We're diving into the often overlooked, but absolutely crucial, world of self-care. Because trust me, friends, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for navigating this crazy world with calmness and confidence. It's like being a rock star, you can't give your best performance if you haven't taken care of the instrument. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care in a way that actually works, without turning it into another to-do item on your already overflowing list. First up, redefine self-care. I know what you're thinking, face masks and bubble baths, right? While those things can be amazing, true self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in a holistic way. Think about activities that genuinely bring you joy and recharge your batteries. It could be anything from spending time in nature to listening to your favorite music, reading a good book, or connecting with loved ones. Number 2. Schedule it in. Now, I know what you're thinking, scheduling self-care sounds counterintuitive. But hear me out, if something is truly important to you, you wouldn't just wing it, would you? Treat your self-care like any other important appointment, block off time in your calendar and make it non-negotiable. It could be even just 15 minutes a day to meditate, journal, or simply disconnect from the digital world. Third, listen to your body. Our bodies are incredibly intelligent, they're constantly sending us signals about what we need. Ever felt that midday slump? Or maybe your mind is racing and you just kept focus? These are clues that your body needs a break, a recharge. Don't ignore them. Take a walk, grab a healthy snack, or simply close your eyes for a few minutes to reconnect with yourself. 4. Practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but truly appreciating the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Make it a habit to notice and acknowledge the little things: a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger, or simply the feeling of warm sunshine on your skin. And finally, number 5, be kind to yourself. This one is crucial. We tend to be our own harshest critics, constantly striving for perfection. But remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, have off days, and face challenges. That's okay. Be patient with yourself, learn from your experiences, and celebrate your wins, big or small. Now let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You've got a huge deadline at work, you're juggling family responsibilities, and you haven't slept well in days. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like you're constantly running on empty. That's when self-care becomes essential. Instead of pushing through and burning yourself out, maybe you take a 30-minute walk during your lunch break to clear your head, you order takeout instead of slaving over the stove, or you simply cuddle up with a good book for an hour before bed. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in how you feel and how you approach your day. So remember, friends, prioritizing self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about fueling your body, mind, and soul so that you can show up as your best self in every area of your life. What are you going to do today to prioritize yourself? Maybe it's that 15-minute walk, a relaxing bath, or even just silencing those notifications for an hour. Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. And hey, if you find something that works for you, share it with me. I love hearing your stories and learning from each other. Until next time, keep calm, stay confident, and remember to take care of yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.